現今的基督徒的離婚率已經追及於非基督徒，每兩對就有一對可能會離婚。
Some people are making a claim that the divorce rate among Christians is getting close to that of non-Christians, which means one out of every two marriages may end up in divorce.
這個數字其實都成為了很多人對於基督信仰質疑的把柄。
This statistics has led people to start casting doubt on their religious beliefs.
認為信耶穌又點啫？信耶穌好似都唔能夠幫到我嘅婚姻。
What is the point of being a Christian when there is the possibility of having marriage break down anyhow?
不過，如果你可以仔細一啲嚟到翻查一啲更加深入同埋全面嘅統計嘅時候，你又會發現其實情況又唔係咁嘅噃。
However, when you take a closer look at some of the more in-depth and comprehensive statistics, you will find that the situation is not as pessimistic.
根據社會學家 Bradley Wright 喺呢個2010年所出嘅一份嘅統計報告所顯示。
According to a 2010 report by sociologist Bradley Wright,
那些活躍於教會生活裡面的夫婦，原來比起那些不經常參與教會又或者未信的夫婦，他們的離婚率原來反而是低超過 35%。
The divorce rate of those couples who have an active church life is 35% less than those of non-believers or those who do not often participate in church.
另外，在2013年的時候，一份於刊載在《The Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages》的統計的裡面。
In 2013, results from another survey that were published in the book The Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages
有五成三的受訪者指出他們婚姻美滿主要的關鍵是因為他們榮耀上帝在他們的夫婦關係當中。
53% of the respondents pointed out that the key to their successful marriage is that they allow God to be at the center of their relationship.
不查過其實你自己都不知道原來是朝向這個方向的數字和統計還有很多。
From my research, I realized that there are many more statistics and reports that paint a similar picture.
而這些數字正正是一改了我們過往對於信仰影不影響婚姻的一個的印象。
And these figures are causing a paradigm shift of those people who used to believe that the religious faith has no effect on their marriages.
不過雖然是這樣，但問題仍然都是存在的，就是你仍然會見到基督徒在婚姻的上面很多時候都會有出問題的時間。
However, the problem still persists. Christians can still have many problems in their marriage.
當然，一講到關係的時候，你就會想到很多的不同的原因。
Of course, when it comes to relationships, we can easily come up with a wide variety of reasons or failures.
有時嗰個你嘅根源根本上就唔係一啲乜嘢大是大非嘅事情。
Sometimes the root of the problem is not of some really critical issue.
唔係有邊個人不忠，亦都唔係有邊個人嚟到唔負責任。
Usually, it does not involve issues such as infidelity or failing in the marriage responsibility.
有時婚姻之所以遇到困難，又甚至乎破裂，好可能都係只不過係一啲生活上面嘅小節不協調嚟到開始。
Sometimes the difficulty or failure in marriage can be nothing more than the incongruity in daily life.
老實講啊，其實做牧養做咗咁耐嘅時候，有乜嘢奇形怪狀離婚嘅原因我未聽過。
Quite frankly, as a pastor, I've heard all sorts of bizarre and crazy reasons for divorce over the years.
有陣時單單一句我冇咗 feel， 其實就已經成為咗好多人離婚嘅理由。
Sometimes a simple blurt of words such as no feelings anymore would be enough of a reason to justify a divorce.
所以真係要建立一段所謂嘅一生一世嘅婚姻，對於今日好多人嘅嚟講，其實已經成為咗一個童話。
Therefore, for a lot of folks, establishing a lifelong marriage has become a fairy tale.
所以怪唔知得有啲人發明一樣嘢叫做離婚協議書啦。
No wonder people have come up with something called prenuptial agreement.
就係喺未結婚之前，大家就已經講定啦。萬一有一日我哋會離婚嘅話，大家點樣嚟到分身家先
？It's basically an agreement made by a couple before they marry concerning the ownership of their respective assets should the marriage fail.
美其名話係一種保障。
On the surface, it sounds like a good protection for both parties.
但係其實你講緊你未結婚之前，你已經對於呢段婚姻冇曬信心。
But when it comes down to it, you really don't have any faith in your marriage before you even got married.
弟兄姊妹啊，一生一世嘅婚姻係咪就係講彩數嘅咧
？Is lifelong marriage a matter of luck?
係咪我哋嘅信仰根本唔能夠幫助我哋嘅婚姻咧
？Or perhaps, is there something wrong?
我信耶穌係咪根本唔能夠幫到我哋嘅婚姻咧
？Does being a Christian help us in our marriage?
仲有五個半月到，我同我太太就進入20周年嘅結婚紀念。
In five and a half months, my wife and I will be celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary.
不像呢?
He's too young.
你知唔知作為一個結咗婚20年嘅基督徒，我諗我唔需要再多20年嚟到話俾你聽，問題唔喺個信仰度。
As a Christian who has been married for 20 years, I don't think I would need to take me another 20 years to tell you that religious faith is not a problem.
問題更加唔喺上帝度。
And the problem is certainly not on God.
問題係今日喺我哋基督徒度。
But the problem lies in the fact that in we as Christians.
我哋對於婚姻依然帶住好多嘅誤解。
We still carry a lot of misconceptions about marriage.
我哋本住一種跟世界一模一樣嘅標準嚟到去衡量婚姻、要求婚姻，甚至乎建立婚姻。
We use the same criteria or standard as the word, a world, when we evaluate and we establish our marriage.
就好似世界話俾我哋聽，哇，結婚啦，兩個人喺埋一齊最緊要開心啦。
The world keeps telling us the ultimate goal for a couple is having fun and happiness.
所以如果唔開心，我哋喺埋一齊做咩啊？
If you're not having fun or happiness, there's no further reason to be happy together as a couple.
但我嘅問題就係，係咪婚姻就係為咗開心咧？
Is it really? Is marriage just all about having fun and being happy?
嗱，你唔好誤會，我話兩夫婦一齊唔應該開心喎。
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a couple shouldn't have fun or be happy together.
但如果開心就係婚姻嘅裏面嘅最高價值嘅話，你會發現問題就會好大啦。But
it would become a big problem if happiness becomes the one and only goal in marriage.
因為你只會用你自己嘅開心嚟到衡量你段婚姻。This
is because you are just going to use your own happiness to evaluate your marriage.
你甚至乎將你心裡面一切對於關係嘅渴求，全部壓喺你嘅婚姻嘅上面，期望你嘅伴侶能夠解決曬你生命當中一切嘅唔滿足。
You might even put all your hope, need, and desire into your marriage, in the hope that your spouse can satisfy all of your needs and resolve all the discontent in your life.
但問題就係，一旦你發現你嘅婚姻根本唔能夠滿足曬你所有嘅期望嘅時候，你就頓然對你當下嘅婚姻產生咗失望、埋怨同埋不滿。
But once you realize that your marriage is not what you have expected, you become disappointed and dissatisfied with your marriage.
既然大家都唔開心咯，仲睇埋一齊做乜嘢啫？ 不如我哋就 game over 啦。呢個豈唔係就係今日世界裏面，你哋去睇婚姻喺婚姻上面出問題嘅地方咩？
People would say, since we're unhappy in this marriage, what is the point of staying together? Maybe we should just start looking for fun outside of this marriage, or simply game over, I'm done. Isn't this where a lot of marriages go terribly wrong today?
不過你知唔知更大嘅問題係乜嘢？就係今日連我哋呢一班有信仰嘅人，其實我哋都係咁樣睇婚姻。But
the bigger problem is, even Christians make the same type of mistakes.
我哋將我哋所謂嘅開心，你要凌駕咗聖經裡面所講乜嘢叫做婚姻嘅本意嘅上面，我哋將婚姻睇成啊，即係我哋將開心，你要睇成為婚姻裡面唯一嘅目標。We
put happiness above and beyond what the Bible has taught us about our marriage.
於是我哋點樣去處理婚姻？我哋喺婚姻嘅裏面，我哋追求嘅嘢，慢慢就變得同一個冇信仰嘅人一模一樣。
And we gradually behave in our marriages as if we are not a believer.
同一個嘅標準出同一個問題，到最後點啊？你咪得到同一個結果咯。
The same standard, we create the same set of problems, and at the end, the same result.
所以你話係個信仰出問題咩？ 我就話係信徒出咗問題咯。
So is the problem with marriages lie with our religious faith or even God himself? Let me tell you, the problem is with the believer.
我哋冇俾到嗰個suppose可以影響我哋嘅婚姻嘅信仰嚟到去建立我哋嘅婚姻。It
is we who allow ourselves to be like the world and not allowing our faith to build up our marriage.
嗱，唔代表夫妻之間我哋走埋一齊，我哋唔想美滿同埋開心喎。
It doesn't mean that couples shouldn't be happy together.
但我想講嘅就係，開心從來都唔係婚姻唯一嘅目標，而係一個結果。On
the contrary, I would say that happiness is never the goal of marriage, but a result.
係當你將你嘅婚姻願意建立喺上帝設計婚姻嗰個本意上面嘅時候，佢自然會產生會出現嘅結果。
And when you are willing to build your marriage according to God's intent for marriage, you will end up with a predictable end result.
所以今日你若然要建立一个美满嘅婚姻，弟兄姊妹啊，你要问嘅第一个嘅问题就唔系我点样令到我嘅婚姻开心啲。
If you want to build up a good marriage, the first question you should ask yourself is not how to achieve happiness.
而是究竟父神要建立的婚姻那个本意究竟是什么?
What you should be asking is, what is God's intent for marriage?
在婚姻的里面，究竟父神想我做些什么？他想我在这里带着一份什么的目标?
What does God want me to achieve in marriage? What kind of goal does He want me to achieve?
当我们打开圣经的时候，我们见到圣经里面其中一段很具体来到描述婚姻的经文，就是在这个以弗所书第五章。
In the Bible, chapter 5 of the letter to the Ephesians specifically deals with the issue of marriage.
圣经里面他这样说，他说你们作妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，好像顺服主一样，因为丈夫是妻子的头，好像基督是教会的头，基督又是教会全体的教主。 你们作丈夫的要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会为教会舍己。这个一段保罗向着当时的教会里面的信徒有关于夫妇关系的教导。Apparently,
this is Paul's teaching to the Christians in Ephesus on how marriage should be established and built up.
我相信你在很多婚礼的场合里面都听过这段经文。I
trust that you have all heard this many times before in weddings.
不过问题就是你是不是明白先?
But the key is, do you actually understand what Paul is saying here?
你有没有问过究竟保罗为什么要在这里做一番这样的教导先?
What is Paul's rationale in giving such a teaching here?
你知道以弗所书是一卷书，就是保罗写给当时散居在这个小亚细亚一带的教会，包括以弗所的一封的书信。
What you need to know is that the letter to the Ephesus is a letter written by Paul to the Christians in various churches, including Ephesus in Asia Minor.
看的人大部分就是当时那些外邦信徒，他们在未认识耶稣的时候，他们都是一些活跃去敬拜偶像，生活在黑暗和罪恶里面的人。Most
of the audience at the time were Gentiles. Before they became Christians, they were living a life occupied by idols and sins.
但是保罗对他们的勉励是什么呢? 就是当他们生命里面有了耶稣之后，其实原来一切都更新。But
Paul exhorted them that when they have Jesus in their lives, everything should have been renewed.
不单止他们个人的生命被更新，就连他们的生活同样地都被更新。Not
only are the core of beings changed, but even their lives have been renewed.
就正如好似保罗喺第五章以弗所书第五章第八节佢所讲嘅一样，佢话你们从前是黑暗的，现今在主里却是光明的。行事为人就应当像光明嘅儿女，光明所结嘅果子就系一切良善、公义、诚实。你们要察验什么是主所喜悦的。For
at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord.
保罗的意思就是，弟兄姊妹，你和以前已经不一样了。What
Paul is saying is that you are no longer the same as before.
你以前未信主，你的想法是世界的想法，你的做法是世界的做法。
Before you accept Christ into your life, you are following the ideas and practices of the world.
但现在你已经是光明的儿女来的了。But
now you are the children of light.
你知不知道光明的儿女有光明的儿女的想法和做法?
The children of light should manifest the thoughts and deeds of children of light.
就是良善、公义和诚实。Which
is righteousness and faithfulness.
以前你体贴世界。 但现在你要测验的是主喜悦的旨意究竟是什么?
You were in the world before, but now you are to discern what is pleasing to the Lord, for you are no longer from the world, but rather you are from God.
因为你再不是属于世界里面的人，你是一个属于上帝的人，就好像今天我们的一样，我们都是一班属上帝的人，我们所跟随的再不是世界里面的标准、想法和做法。
And this fact also applies to us today. We are from God. We no longer follow the standards, ideas, and practices of the world.
于是就在这个背景底下，保罗就进入去讲到关于夫妻关系的话题。
It is with this background that Paul wants to teach about the marriage relationship between husbands and wives.
好啦，你問啦，就係究竟點解特別要講夫婦關係呢？
Why specifically husbands and wives?
我相信咧，好主要嘅理由就係因為夫婦關係嘅影響嘅範圍其實係確然係特別深遠嘅。佢唔單止影響一個家庭，佢甚至乎可以影響整個嘅世代，甚至乎下一代。
One of the reasons I believe is that the relationship between husbands and wives have a profound and long-term consequence. It affects not only a family, an era, and even the next generation.
好啦，嗱，我嚟到試一試咧，同大家一齊讀一讀呢段嘅經文。我會用中文嚟到讀出，請大家咧嚟咧，如果需要英文嘅時候睇英文字幕啦，咁樣。嗱，聖經咁樣講，以弗所書第五章22-33節，佢咁話。佢話：你們作妻子的要順服自己嘅丈夫，好像順服主一樣。因为丈夫是妻子的头，好像基督是教会的头，基督又是教会全体的救主，教会怎样来到去顺服基督，妻子也要照样凡事顺服丈夫。你们作丈夫的要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己，为的是要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以作荣耀的教会归给自己。什麼污點、皺紋等也沒有，而是聖潔沒有瑕疵的。丈夫也應當這樣愛妻子，好像愛自己的身體一樣。愛妻子的就是愛自己了。從來沒有人恨惡自己的身體，總是保養顧惜，好像基督對教會的一樣，因為我們是他身上面的肢體。为了这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子结合二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的，无论怎样，你们各人要爱自己的妻子，好像爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重丈夫。你仔细去读这段经文的时候，你留意到这段的经文，保罗其实是用了一个很特别的手法来写的。
If you read this carefully, you would notice that Paul used a very unique writing style in this passage.
就是保罗特别不断的去将耶稣和教会，即是属他的人之间的关系，来到跟夫妇两人的关系，来到不断作对比。
He repeatedly compares the relationship between Jesus and the church with the relationship between a couple.
就好像他说，你们作妻子的要顺服丈夫，怎么说？好像顺服主的一样，因为丈夫是妻子的头，怎么说？好像基督是教会的头。
For example, he said, Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
而你们做丈夫的要爱你的妻子，怎么爱法呢？又要好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
点解保罗要咁样写呢？
Why did Paul write it this way?
相信理由好紧要嘅一样，就系因为咁呢个正合神去设立夫妇关系嘅本意，就系上帝要透过一个夫妇之间嘅关系嚟到去见证出一份主耶稣与属佢嘅人同样充满着爱嘅一份关系。
One of the reasons is that this is God's intent in designing the relationship between husband and wife. God intends to use the loving relationship between husbands and wives to reflect the similar type of love between Jesus and his people.
你说无论是妻子顺服丈夫又好，又或者丈夫要爱妻子都好。
Paul spoke of the wife's submission to her husband and about the husband's love for his wife.
他们能够这样来对彼此的对待，其实理由只是只有一个。
The one and only one reason why husbands and wives are supposed to treat each other this way,
就是因为基督咪就系咁样嚟到爱教会，而教会咪就系咁样嚟到顺服基督咯。
Because this is exactly how Christ loves the church and how the church submits to Christ.
弟兄姊妹喺呢段经文里面有冇讲话为咗大家开心啊
？Was happiness ever mentioned here?
冇。
No.
因为目标从来唔系只系局限于两个人嘅开心上面。
Because the focus is never about happiness.
老实讲啊，你睇落去嘅时候，你点开心得落啫
？Quite frankly, how can you possibly be happy when you look at this passage?
一讲到太太要顺服丈夫，已经有太太喺度抗议佢话：如果我嘅决定比佢好，点解我仲要顺服佢啊
？Some of the wives might get very upset every time I preach about this because wives they said that they are smarter and brighter than their husbands. Better decision maker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 而當講到個丈夫要愛妻子，要好似基督為教會舍己嘅時候，丈夫亦都會反駁啊，使唔使啊？依家男女平等噶啦。
Really? I thought there was gender equality. How can I possibly be happy?
嗱，所以如果你用開心呢兩個字嚟到去衡量呢段經文嘅話，你讀落去你真係好困難嘅。
Now this is why if you would encounter a great deal of difficulty if you view the passage from the perspective of happiness.
因為婚姻根本唔係只係為咗兩個人喺埋一齊開心就完結啦。
Because Paul is not talking about happiness being the reason for treating each other this way.
保羅話俾我哋聽，保羅喺度咁樣寫，但係原來當兩個人喺埋一齊嘅時候係有一份見證嘅。
That's what Paul is saying, that when two people get together, it is a testimony.
就是以一种双方能够彼此去建立一份爱的关系，就是透过这份的关系，这份信服的关系，这份舍己的关系，就在众人的面前要展现出一份，喂，原来耶稣基督都是这样爱你和我的。
But rather, to establish a mutual loving relationship manifested by submission and self-sacrifice, and to demonstrate this is also how Jesus loved his people.
That's why 在圣经里面，当一谈到婚姻的时候，其实从来都不是只是局限于讲紧两个人之间的私事。
So you can imagine God's intention for marriage was never just a private matter between two people.
婚姻所关涉的不是只是两个人的事，还有这两个人和他身边的世界的事。
What you care most about cannot just limit to the matter between the two of you.
因为上帝就是要通过你怎样跟你的太太、你的丈夫建立的关系，你都是向着世界去见证一份主耶稣基督对人的厚爱，这个根本就包括了在上帝设立婚姻的本意的里面。
For God intends to use a marriage to demonstrate to the world the love of Jesus to this world.
我和我太太结了婚20年的里面，其实我们都有很多的冲突。
My wife and I have conflicts over the course of our 20 years of marriage.
大部分的冲突都是跟生活的琐事有关。
And some of these conflicts can actually be caused by some really minor issues.
就好像有一次，我们为到我太太不记得，即是放工回来唔記得鎖泊好車，唔記得鎖車門嘅事，我哋嚟到去爭吵一番。
There was one time, when we fought over the fact that my wife would often forget to lock my car repeatedly.
Not often, just one time.
Okay.
Okay.
My apology. Yeah, one time.
其實都冇乜嘢好爭吵噶啦，因為就問題就係真係佢泊咗車之後唔記得鎖車門。
Actually, there's really nothing to fight over about. It's just that she forgot to lock my car after she borrowed it.
不過呢個就係我性格。我對於呢啲嘅事嘅時候，我嘅反應通常都會好大。
But this is how I am. I usually overreact.
我對於呢樣嘢有好嬲，於是喺我哋嘅爭吵嘅期間，我竟然衝口講咗一句好唔應該講嘅説話。
Out of anger, I blurted out something that I deeply regretted.
我同佢講，我話我唔再俾機會你，你俾翻架車我。
I'm not going to give you another chance. Don't you ever borrow my car again.
誰不知我太太的回應又令到我很意外，她很冷靜地跟我說了一句，蛤？你不再給機會我了？耶穌不是這樣
的。Out of my expectation, my wife responded in a very calm voice. Huh? You're not going to give me another chance? But Jesus will never act this way.
你知唔知呢一句唔出油自可，一出火都嚟啊！I'm so angry
that you vomit.
Okay. 嚇！而就喺嗰一刹那之间，我脑海嘅里面就尝试由创世纪开始谂到启示录，就系我想揾段经文嚟去反驳佢。
So right at that moment, I tried so hard to think through the whole Bible to try to have a verse to refute her.
但結果係我冇，因為我諗唔到。
But the end, I could not find one.
唔係因為我唔知聖經講乜。
Not because I don't know the Bible well.
正正係因為我知聖經講乜，佢講得啱。喺嗰刻，我嘅反應好唔耶穌。
The fact is, my wife was right. At that moment, I was not like Jesus at all.
在那一刻里面，我的火气完全消灭了。
All of a sudden, my anger is all gone.
甚至乎我反而向我太太道歉。
I even repent and apologize to my wife.
唔處理鎖車門嘅問題住。
I'm not going to deal with the car locking issues.
我首先道歉就係因為嗰刻我嘅反應真係好唔似主耶穌。
I apologize at the time because I was not acting like Jesus at all.
點解我會有咁樣嘅反應？
Why did I react this way?
因為我唔能夠否定嘅就係今日我同我嘅太太究竟點樣建立呢一段嘅婚姻關係，其實係一個見證嚟嘅。
It is because I am well aware that my relationship with my wife is a testimony.
我喺我嘅仔女嘅面前，我哋點樣相處係一個見證。
I'm bearing witness in front of my children.
我喺教會嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋點樣嚟到係夫婦相處係一個見證。
I'm bearing testimony in a church community.
喺世界嘅面前，我係點樣建立一段嘅婚姻？呢個係一個見證。
I'm bearing witness in my workplace.
呢一個係我嘅使命嚟嘅，就係我要見證耶穌基督，佢係點樣愛佢嘅人，就係通過我嘅婚姻。
It is through my marriage that I need to be a witness to this world.
That Jesus loves us so much. Supposingly, 其他人見到我太太所嫁嘅嗰個人。是应该越来越似耶稣。
And this testimony is supposed to demonstrate to others that I am becoming more and more like Jesus because of my marriage.
而我娶嗰个太太是越来越似耶稣。
And the person that I marry is also more and more like Jesus.
以致人能够可以透过我哋嘅见证嚟到体会耶稣基督对人嘅爱究竟系点。
For I believe that it was God's intention to use marriage for the world to witness how God loves us.
你知唔知道呢一个就系父神嘅本意，就系受托于两夫妇建立嘅关系，要在世界面前作嘅见证。
And this is what God's intention was, is to bear witness to this world.
你知唔知道呢一个对于呢个年代，尤其是对于婚姻已经失去信心嘅年代，系一个好重要嘅见证嚟。
And I believe this type of testimony is much needed in this day and age where many view marriages with skepticism and doubt.
这个的见证不单只在重建究竟婚姻的本意是什么。
And this is to build the original intention of God for marriages.
更加重要就是让人能够在当中能够可以透过一个的婚姻关系能够体会到耶稣基督是怎样能够改变人的生命并且赐人关系能够复活的能力。
It's only through this that people can truly witness the life-transforming power of Jesus.
不过保罗当将上帝和人的关系放在夫妇关系当中比对的时候其实都认都还不止这个原因。
However, this is not the only reason why Paul compared the relationship between God and his people with marriages.
其实还有另一个原因，收窄点来讲，这个是跟你和你的伴侣和上帝之间的关系有关。
I discovered another reason. It is about the relationship between you and your partner and God.
你留意当保罗进一步佢描述丈夫要点样爱妻子嘅时候，你记唔记得佢系点样讲啊
？Please pay special attention to how Paul further illustrates how a husband should love his wife.
嗱，我用中文嚟到读啊 ，OK？ 佢咁讲啊，佢话：你们作丈夫嘅要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。留意下一句。为的是要用水藉着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以作荣耀的教会归给自己甚至乎污点皱纹等也没有而是圣洁没有瑕疵的保罗教导丈夫要爱妻子甚至乎要好像基督爱教会为教会舍己这一段的经文就是讲这件事
Paul teaches that husbands should love their wives to a point where they would give themselves upfor their wives just as what Jesus has done for his church.
但你留意佢讲个目的系乜嘢先？个目的系咪为咗由大家一齐开心啊？系咪咁样啊？唔系，依然唔系。
The purpose is not to be happy, but
而系为咗你去帮助你嘅另一半啊，帮助你嘅太太、你嘅丈夫，就系当佢有一日。他要去见主面的时候他在进入永恒之前的那一刻他究竟有没有做好准备先
But to help prepare your better half be ready to enter into eternity when he or she sees the Lord.
就好像保罗在这里解释基督爱教会为教会舍己的目标是什么目标就是为了将教会来到去洗净。
Just as Paul has explained that Christ loves the church and giving himself up for the church, his purpose is to sanctify the church.
成为圣洁可以作荣耀的教会归给自己，即是归给父神，甚至乎污点皱纹都没有，而是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
耶稣要为教会舍命嗰个嘅目的，就系正好要预备教会，可以带着荣耀、圣洁同无有瑕疵，就好似一个好靓嘅一个嘅新娘嚟到去到主嘅面前，你要迎接主要同佢一齐嘅时候一样。
It is to prepare the church to come before God one day to meet one's own Lord like a beautiful bride with glory, holiness, and without blemish.
你知唔知道保罗呢个讲法其实提醒咗我哋乜嘢咧？提醒咗我哋，原来喺婚姻嘅里面，我哋除咗对住我哋嗰个嘅伴侣喺生活上我哋有责任之外，原来对佢嘅属灵生命嘅成长，我哋都负上责任嘅。
Paul's teaching here reminds us that when we are in a marriage relationship with our spouse, in addition to being responsible for his or her physical needs, I need to be even more responsible for his or her spiritual life.
我们有没有好像基督预备教会的一样，今天你预备你的太太，又或者今天你预备你的丈夫，就是到那天当他回到天父的里面的时候，他可以满有荣耀圣洁这样进入永恒呢？
I have the responsibility to prepare my wife or husband to finally meet our Lord full of glory and holiness into eternity.
你记唔记得耶稣喺呢个圣经里面讲过一个有关于财主同埋仆人之间嘅一个嘅故事啊？
Do you remember the parable that Jesus told us about a rich man and a servant?
话说财主就要远行，远行之前佢就将佢自己嘅财物交俾咗三个仆人嚟到管理，一个俾五千，一个俾二千，一个俾一千。
A rich man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1.
咁喺嗰个主人离开咗之后，嗰个有五千同埋二千嘅仆人就喺主人唔喺度嘅时候，佢好忠心咁样嚟到管理佢所受托嘅钱财，于是佢又另外赚得五千同埋二千。
The 2 servants with 5 talents and 2 talents went to invest their talents, and they earned another 5 and 2 talents respectively.
但嗰个一千嘅又点呢？佢就只系将银子埋在地里面，直等到主人翻嚟为止。
But he who had received the 1 talent went and dig in the ground and hid his master's money.
嗰五千同埋二千嘅喺主人未翻嚟之前已经做好准备啦。
But the other 2 servants with the 5 and 2 talents, they have already well prepared before the master comes back.
所以主人嘅时候翻到嚟嘅时候，见到佢哋，佢点样称赞佢哋？佢话：你哋又良善又忠心嘅仆人，你喺不多嘅事情上面有忠心，我就要派你管理许多嘅事情，可以进来嚟到享受你主人嘅快乐。
The master said to them, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master."
唯独是那个将银子埋在地里面的那个仆人，他在主人未回来的时候，他其实什么都没有做过，他也都没有好好地预备自己。
But the servant who hid the talent in the ground had done nothing to prepare himself.
结果主人怎样来到去责备他呢？
And he ended up being reprimanded by his master.
你这又恶又懒的仆人，你连银子交给兑换的人都懒得做。
You wicked and slothful servant.You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested your money with the bankers.
而圣经里面话俾我听，到最后呢个仆人被佢嘅主人丢在外面黑暗嘅里面，圣经话佢喺嗰度佢就哀哭切齿。
In the end, the master takes the talent from the wicked servant and gives it to them, the one who have 10 talents, and casts this worthless servant into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gushing of teeth.
你知唔知过去个里面，当我哋读呢一段嘅经文嘅时候，我哋通常会谂自己系咪？你谂紧自己，我预备好未啊？究竟我 ready 去迎见主未啊？
In the past, whenever we read about this parable, we would often think if we have prepared ourselves well for our master to return.
但系经保罗喺以弗所书提一提，你有冇曾经反问过你自己？咁我太太咧，我丈夫咧，佢哋预备好未啊？我有冇预备好佢哋啊？
But after Paul's reminder this morning, perhaps you should be asking yourself, have I prepared my wife or husband well for the return of our master.
想象
Imagine.
想象明日你和你的太太或者丈夫就要见主面了。
Imagine tomorrow you are standing in front of the Lord.
你会期待父神对你的另一半讲一番什么的说话呢？
What would you be concerned about what the father would say to your spouse?
你想听到你的父神对你的太太或者丈夫说，忠心良善的仆人啊，你在不多的事情有忠心，我要派你管理许多的事情，可以进来享受你主人的快乐吧。
Would you rather hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.
定是你想听到父神对你的另一半说，你又恶又懒，你不如我出去出面哀哭切齿吧。
Or would you rather hear, you wicked and slothful servant, get out there and weep and grind your teeth.
如果有先生太太在旁边的时候，你试试看看他。
Look at your husband or wife next to you.
是吧？不敢望你，是吧？既然是这样，是不是我们应该紧张一下我们的下一半，在进入永恒生命之前，我有没有为他做好预备啊？
Therefore, shouldn't I be concerned if I have prepared my spouse well for him or her to enter into eternity?
所以我见到很多的太太，她们很紧张自己的丈夫信主，我为到她们而迫切的，真的。
I get antsy sometimes when I see many wives who are fervently concerned about their husband's relationship with the Lord.
但另一方面，与此同时，我又很焦急，我焦急什么呢？我就是对于那些，其实两夫妇已经信了主很久，但从来对对方的属灵生命，好像从来没有想过要去关心一下，为到他们而焦急。
But at the same time, I'm getting antsy towards those Christians who do not seem to care about the spiritual well-being of their spouse.
因为他们很紧张他们的家，很紧张他们的子女，很紧张他们的房屋怎样，甚至乎很紧张他们的事业，还有就是今年很紧张我们去哪里旅行。
They care a lot about their family, children, house, career, or even where they will be going for vacation this year.
但就是好像从来没有紧张过，究竟对方他的属灵生命，他的灵修生活，他的敬拜生活，他的教会生活，他的祷告生活，甚至乎他的侍奉生活究竟是怎样。
But they never seem to care about each other's spiritual life, devotion, prayer life, or even each other's serving within the church.
仿佛好像从来没有想过，就是上帝原来要通过他们的婚姻的关系，来到彼此为对方将来进入永恒，而在这一刻要做好预备。
As if they do not know that God wants to use their marriages and relationship to prepare each other to enter into eternity.
上星期我在 Facebook 上面 post 了这一张 selfie， 这一幅是我和我太太喝茶的时候的 selfie。
Last week I posted this picture of Facebook.It was a selfie of me and my wife having dim sum.
我原意不是想着要放闪的，我只不过在那刻的里面我有感而发，好想抒发一下我的感受而已。
My intention is not to boast. I was just trying to express the deep thought and feelings in my heart.
喝完这餐茶之后，我的感受就是，我和我太太其实已经结了婚差不多有20年了，但是不知道为什么我们仍然有数之不尽的话题。
Although we have been married for almost 20 years, how is it possible that we still have countless topics and talking points between us?
所以我們，我突然間我就拿部手機出來，哎，我們 selfie 一下先，然後我就 post 了上網，並且我在個 post 上面我是這樣寫，我說呢，每星期四早上呢，是我最期待的時間，與太太一同早餐，一同飲茶，即是你想著星期四早上你沒有找我，知不知道？ OK？大家傾下偈，互相分享分擔，講下屋企，講下仔女，講下在侍奉中嘅體會，又講下父神過去一週給我們的恩典。總之，結婚將近20年，依然有數不盡嘅話題。感謝神賜俾我生命當中最好嘅朋友。
This is what I wrote. Every Thursday morning is a time that I'm most looking forward to. So don't call me on Thursday morning. Having dim sum breakfast together with my wife is the best time.On every Thursday, we will share some of our most innermost thoughts. We will talk about our children, our serving in church. We will share about our grace, God's grace in our life in the last 1 week. Even after 20 years of marriage, we still have countless things to talk about. I'm grateful to God for this very best friend in my life.
结果呢，我一日之内接近有300个 like， 还有一些弟兄姊妹在网上面来祝福我们。
I end up getting 300 likes. Some brothers and sisters even sent us some blessings.
但其實我不是想賺like的, 我亦都不是想其他人來祝福我的。
My intention is not to get more likes or blessings.
相反,其實我很想祝福你們。
But rather, I want to bless you.
我很想在你們的面前來做一個見證, 甚至乎給你們一個盼望。
I want to bless you with the testimony and hope.
就是今天我在婚姻裡所能夠經歷得到的開心, 完全不是因為我們兩個人之間, 我們多麼恩愛, 又或者我們份人有多麼好。
My wife and I have a good marriage relationship not because we are good and loving people.
我們同樣都是一些不足, 軟弱的一些人。
We are both inadequate and weak.
我們是罪人。
We are sinners.
我今天的滿足, 全因為有父神在我們的關係當中。
We have satisfaction in our marriage is all because of God being in the center of our marriage.
為什麼會有無限的話題呢?
How do we possibly have endless number of things to talk about?
因為我們可以講的東西很多的。
It is because our conversation cover a lot of topics.
包括了我們在侍奉上面,我們有什麼領會呢?
Which include our reflections while we are serving in, within church.
包括了那早上, 當我們去看,各自去看聖經的時候, 我們體會上帝跟我們講了些什麼呢?
It includes what we learn about during our devotion time, our experience of God in our lives.
包括過去裡面, 在我們的生活, 上帝讓我們經歷到些什麼呢?
And it also includes our life experience within our lives.
包括了我們在教會裡面,我們見到哪個家庭,哪一個人被上帝改變,於是我們講出來,我們又開心一輪呢?
It includes how we are joyful of each other and seeing other brothers and sisters' life transformation within our church community. Our satisfaction in marriage stems from having God in our relationship and conversations.
其實不單止話題的,你知道的,我們還一同侍奉的。
We also serve together, as you know.
我們不是只是說的,我們真的身體力行,不單止自己侍奉,還要支持對方侍奉,鼓勵對方去侍奉。
We won't just talk about serving. We actually do it, and we do it even as a family. We fully support each other with our whole being and to encourage each other to serve our Lord.
他怎樣來支持我的侍奉,弟兄姊妹,我都不用說了,是不是? 但是當神呼召他去侍奉的時候,其實同樣地,我都學會怎樣積極地來配合和支持他。
I won't need to tell you about how she supports my serving, but when God calls her to serve, I will also give her my full support.
當太太侍奉的時候,我做什麼?我都是臭女的。 但是當我侍奉的時候,她亦都不斷地來配合我,支持我和鼓勵我。
When my wife serves, I will take care of my daughters. And when I need to serve, she will take turn and support and encourage me.
以前我太太的時候,在教會裡面,她需要指揮詩班,晚上黑。 我就跟我那時候剛剛出生的大女兒就是車她回教會,然後就接她回家,我都是這樣來支持她,來侍奉。
There was a time when my wife was leading the choir. At that time, my older daughter was still a baby, and I would bring her along to church to send my wife to the church to serve.
所以如是者的時候,神的工作和祂在跟我們各人之間的關係,總是我們兩個人,無論個別也好,共同也好,我們最關注的事情。
Just like this, God becomes part of what we do and who we care the most.
結果就是好像這個圖一樣。The end result
is like this diagram.
就是神就是好像在一個三角形的最頂角形,我和我太太在旁邊兩邊的一樣。God
is at the top, my wife and I at each corner of the bottom.
而當我們兩個人的時候,個別越來越去走近上帝的時候,我們和上帝的關係是令到我們兩個人的關係越來越近。
My wife and I and God are in a love triangle. As our relationship with God gets closer, we are being pulled closer towards each other at the same time.
所以弟兄姊妹,你試想像,你這樣來建立婚姻的話,有上帝在你們其中成為你婚姻的焦點的話,其實你怎麼可能你的婚姻裡面你不經歷到開心和喜樂呢?
Just imagine, how can you not experience satisfaction when you build up your marriage this way?
所以弟兄姊妹,你要建立一段美滿和持久的婚姻,你其實不是去問,不是第一條問題去問,就是究竟我怎樣令到我的婚姻開心點?
Brothers and sisters, in order to build a lifelong lasting marriage, you should not be asking the question, how to be happy.
而我哋应该去问嘅就系，究竟依家我有冇按住上帝对于婚姻嘅本意嚟到建立我嘅婚姻先
？What you should be asking is, have I been building my marriage according to God's intent?
我系咪让人系咪以一个让人从我嘅婚姻当中体验耶稣基督对人嘅爱嚟作为我建立婚姻嘅目标先
？Am I fulfilling what God has intended for others to see through my marriage, which is Jesus' love for all of us?
我系咪以预备好我嘅另一半到嗰一日，佢都能够可以以圣洁同埋荣耀咁样进入永恒嘅里面，你要成为我今日建立婚姻嘅内容先？
Am I preparing my wife or husband so that when he or she finally meet our Lord, he or she will be presented full with glory and holiness?
如果是这样的话，其实你的婚姻肯定会美满的。
If you are, I'm sure you already have a very good marriage.
因为你是按照上帝的本意来建立你的婚姻。
Because you indeed is building your marriage with God's intention in mind.
老实说，我明白婚姻的困难其实是可以来自很多不同的方面。
I understand problems in marriage can come from many fronts.
但是在我这么多年的里面，在不同的夫妇的关系当中的观察，你知不知道我发现一样东西，就是有的时候夫妇之间的不满足不一定是来自婚姻。
Based on my observation of different marriage relationships, dissatisfaction in marriage may not necessarily come from marriage itself.
而是夫妇两人自己本身，他们的生命有很多不满足的地方，以致影响他们现阶段的婚姻。
But from their own dissatisfaction about their own life, that has in turn affect their marriage.
而这些的不满足，你知不知道，婚姻，甚至乎你的伴侣是没有能力来填补的。
These dissatisfactions cannot be made complete by marriage and certainly not by your spouse.
这个是世界的看法，世界的看法就是错觉以为婚姻就只是为了大家开心。
This thinking that I just mentioned is the thinking of this world.
以为所有的问题都可以透过婚姻来解决，什么的不满足都应该由我的伴侣来填补。结果你发现完全不是这样，所以怪不得很多人对于婚姻其实是很失望，就是这样的意思。
That's why a lot of people have disappointment in marriage.
因为的确啊，婚姻系唔可以为你解决晒生命当中所有有关关系嘅问题。
Because marriage cannot solve all your problems.
你需要嘅系主耶稣啊。
What you need is Jesus.
唯有佢嘅恩典先能够可以满足到你嘅生命。
Only Jesus can satisfy your life.
唯有佢先至有咁嘅能力去填补、补满你心底里面一切嘅渴求，系佢先能够可以帮助到你建立一段美满而且持久嘅婚姻。
Only Jesus is capable of completing the deepest need of your heart. Only Jesus can help you build an immensely satisfactory marriage.
所以如果你嘅婚姻希望能够建立到好似我哋今日嘅主题话，要爱无限期嘅话，弟兄姊妹啊，你唯一嘅路就系你同你嘅另一半翻去到上帝嘅面前。
Therefore, to establish an internal loving relationship, you and your significant other can only return to God.
将你的婚姻建立在上帝的本意的上面，在你的婚姻反映耶稣的爱。
And build your relationship on the intent of God, that is to reflect the love of Jesus.
为你的另一半你要做好进入永恒的预备。
And to prepare your husband and wife to get into eternity.
你这样来建立婚姻，其实你怎可能不能够得着神所赐给你在婚姻当中的喜乐和满足呢？
When you do it this way, how can you not enjoy the joy and happiness of a Christian marriage?
其实说你可能已经听过我这样说，你可能都不是没听过，不过你的婚姻要改变，你真的要有些事要做的。
I'm certain that you have heard this many times, but there are concrete things that you need to do.
你需要由今日开始来改变一下你怎样建立婚姻的方式，并且要建立一份贴近父神的婚姻。
You need to build a relationship that is close to God.
怎么做呢？我给四个建议你好吗？
I'll give you four suggestions.
如果你有纸和笔的话，最好你自己抄下它，又或者电话按下它，是吧？
You can write it down on a piece of paper or enter it into your phone.
第一个的建议就是你回去开始跟你的另一半聊天先。
First of all, you need to start spending time, have some heart-to-heart talk with your spouse.
我见过好多嘅夫妇，佢哋会讲嘢，但系佢哋唔倾偈。
I've seen many husbands and wives that they would talk, but they don't talk deeply.
佢哋会讲好多生活上面嘅嘢，但系佢唔会去同对方分享佢内心嘅嘢。
They would talk about very ordinary and mundane kind of stuff, but they won't go deep into their lives.
於是你見到好多夫婦成日開會，但你冇見到佢哋傾偈。
So you see many husbands and wives, they will actually have meeting, but not a heart-to-heart kind of talk.
第一，開始學習同你嘅伴侶傾偈先。
First of all, you need to start spending time, have some heart-to-heart talk with your spouse.
傾啲咩啊？第二，開始去數算上帝俾你哋嘅恩典，將呢啲嘅話題加入喺你哋兩夫婦傾偈嘅話題嘅裏面。
Second, start counting God's grace in your conversation.
第三，開始去緊張對方嘅屬靈生命，開始去問對方：丈夫啊，你嘅教會生活點啊？太太啊，今個禮拜上帝俾你有咩嘅領受？將佢加入喺你哋嘅話題嘅裏面，你去緊張佢哋同上帝嘅關係。
Thirdly, start asking about your husband's wife's spiritual life. How is their church life?
而到最後，讓上帝成為咗你屋企裏面嘅中心，將上帝考慮埋落去喺你每日嘅生活同埋家庭嘅決定上面。
Lastly, allow God to be the center of your home. Allow God to be the part of your family's decision making.
你信唔信啊？試下。
Give it a try.
你試下咁樣嚟到建立一份貼近上帝嘅夫婦關係。你會發現一定好唔同。
Give it a try. A marriage with such an intimate relationship with God would be very different.
讓我同一同嘅起立，我哋同心嚟到禱告。
Let's stand and pray.
親愛父神，我哋感謝你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
感謝你嘅恩典，將婚姻嘅關係賜俾我哋。
We thank you for your grace in giving us marriage.
按住你嘅美意，你要我哋喺建立婚姻嘅过程嘅里面经历同埋享受你要赐俾我哋嘅爱。
Thank you for letting us enjoy the love that you have given us through our marriage。
你要我哋按住呢一份嘅本意嚟到守护我哋嘅婚姻。
You want us to let the world know of your love for the world through our marriage and to protect our marriage。
你更加要透过我哋嘅婚姻嚟到让世界体会你对佢哋嘅爱。
You want us to。Let the world know about your love for us.
为此，我哋求告你嘅帮助，愿圣灵与我哋嘅同在，与我哋嘅妻子与我哋嘅丈夫之间提醒我哋，引领我哋。
We are asking for your help. We pray that the Holy Spirit be with us, so that we can build a godly relationship between husband and wives.
让我哋能够晓得，如果建立一份你所喜悦嘅关系。
Teach us how to build a relationship that is pleasing to you.
我哋又求呢，圣灵你带领我哋，坚固我哋夫妇一齐同埋父神你嘅关系。
I also ask that the Holy Spirit to come lead us and to strengthen our relationship with you in our marriage.
好叫唔单止我哋嘅屋企，就连我哋身边嘅人都因着我哋所建立嘅婚姻同埋家庭而备受祝福。
So that all those around us would also be blessed through our marriage.
让人在我们的家里面得见上帝你自己的荣美和实在。
Let others to witness your glory and beauty in our family.
求主你帮助我们。
I ask the Father to help us.
愿父神你赐福给我们。
Bless us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.